Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome back to part two of our special episode with Walter Bergeron and Sam Frentis.
Well, maybe they won't let you on and playing with your boxers, but you know, you're not me, buddy.
Well, this speaks to my point. This is you're making my point for me, Mike. So thank you. And so one reason I want to make sure that you do cover is that when you go to these events, don't pick it because you think you're going to be the smartest person in the room. I think you want to make sure that when you go to these masterminds that you're not the smartest person in the room. And Mike, I know that's easier for you to do, but for some of us, we got to be more selective on the mastermind groups we participate in. So, you know, don't be intimidated by who's being in there. Actually take the attitude of, well, if I'm going to spend this money, let me get the smartest people in the room that I possibly can, and don't let that person be me. I want to learn, so I'm there to get the most experience I can from what everyone else has done. So don't be intimidated by being, you know, the dumbest guy in the room or the poorest guy in the room. Those things are actually to your advantage.
Oh, and one thing I wanted to add on top of that, and not just coming to the outcome, because picking the right mastermind and the people in the room are so vital. We had ours in February in San Diego, and just between now and we talk with our members sometimes daily, these outcomes have been tremendous. Stuff that they were, you know, second guessing almost, man, should I do this? Should I not do this? And they commit because of who's in the room. And now these outcomes, they've had outcomes within months that they haven't gotten in 10, 13 years. And speaking specifically about one of our members, and that transformation was just incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. So these outcomes in a short period of time, even after one meeting, are tremendous. And you guys experienced this, I mean, years and years ago at this level.
I couldn't agree more. I think that the expectations have to be right? Because no one's going to invest the time, money, and headache it takes to get on a plane and meet these other humans, unless they expect big results. And you kind of, that expectation and how you set the table for yourself mentally can have a tremendous amount of impact on the actual result. And something Walter said, I want to expand on, and I'm going to have you guys tell a story, is you're absolutely right with the being not the best in the room. If you want to get better at basketball, you can go play like me, a bunch of 12-year-olds that you got 100 pounds and a foot on and just like dominate and feel really good about yourself and not improve at all. If anything, probably get worse both at basketball and as a human being. Or you can find the best guys that you know how to play with and just get your butt handed to you day in, day out until all of a sudden you suck just a little less than them as opposed to a ton less than them. Same with these events, right? I could certainly pick an event where I know, and again, Walter, you're not going to agree with this, but let me live my fantasy. I know I would be the smartest guy in the room. I'd have, you know, the answers to all the questions. Everyone look at me and go, you're amazing. And I would get zero value. I shouldn't say zero value. I'd get far less value from that than kind of running with the big boys. I'll just be absolutely transparent. I felt like that mastermind we were in, Walter. Yeah. I just sold some brick and mortar business, but that was more specifically to kind of what I do now, this digital marketing, kind of online information, selling information as opposed to products. I can't remember every guy or gal in that room, but I was certainly bottom quadrant, if not dead last. And yeah, I felt like I learned the most because I had to keep up just to figure out what the heck you guys were talking about. It was just on a different level. So was it more uncomfortable and less fun? Oh, good Lord, yes. Was it far more profitable to me as a human, both in the bank account and in my own growth as a person? Absolutely. So in so many instances, whether it's getting better at basketball or chess or as a business owner, you can be comfortable and not really grow, or you can kind of step out of your comfort zone and get big results. So am I at all on track with what you were mentioning earlier, Walter?
No, you are dead wrong again. So, and here's,
dang it, I'm not even close.
Actually, you know, I think you do yourself a disservice, because you absolutely were in the top quadrant in many of those conversations, many of those hot seats. And here's why. And maybe even backtrack a little bit. I know that some people think one thing. One, I want to make sure I'm getting a mastermind where I'm not the smartest person in the room, that I do want to, you know, I want people in there that can certainly help me with my business. But the next part of that equation is, can I actually contribute to the others that are in the room? And sometimes you feel overwhelmed with, well, how in the hell can I help someone who's doing 10 or 15 or $50 million? We got a guy in our mastermind right now, Sam, is doing 400. So how do we help this guy? And here's how you do it. You have the advantage of being on the outside of their business and be able to see with a different perspective and hopefully from a different industry to give input that they can't see themselves. I know for myself, in any one of my businesses, when I'm working in it, even when I'm trying to work on it, I can't see the forest for the trees so often. I can't see some of the most obvious issues I'm having because I'm looking at it from the inside. I'm too close to it. I know, Sam, we go back and forth this all the time. So don't feel like just because you don't have a $400 million business or just because you don't have a PhD or a doctor in front of your name that you're not going to be able to contribute in these masterminds, because you most certainly can. And you have the advantage of a different perspective and a different education and experience from your own, you know, in your own business that you can bring to the table. I know, Mike, you absolutely brought value every single time. And actually most especially when you weren't familiar with the industry or didn't know how it worked, because you were able to ask very basic questions, which caused the guy in the hot seat to start asking some very basic questions and start seeing some things that may have not been obvious to them had you not even asked those questions. So I know you contribute a lot of value, even to what I was doing at the time. You most definitely did.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
I want to touch upon that we do, and how important this is that we had one of our members, and let's go on the other end of the spectrum here, you know, had a business now going on 13 years, just basically getting by. And, you know, he submitted his stuff, and Walter and I actually are privileged enough. We get to handpick who we want to work with. We have this very strict, no jerk policy. Let's be real.
Mike. Sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. I want to apologize up front.
I was wondering why I didn't get my invite.
We looked at one business and we saw the upside. I mean, the huge potential. So we walked through this process. He signed up and he's sitting there in the room talking to a guy. Now everybody knows because they've seen the marketing. We have one of our members, Gene Kelly. So that's no big secret. He's a 2-year member, makes 8 figures. And, you know, our other member that just sold his business for $400 million sitting in a room. And this is what this guy is listening to. And within a matter of months, shifted and has seen more money in the matter of 3 months than he has in 13 years.
Yeah, so this is how powerful. Yeah, he's doing barely 6 figures. And we let him in the group because he had such a great idea. And I got to tell you, when he presented his idea to the group, it was probably more exciting to everybody in the room than even the guy doing the $400 million. You know, his ideas were phenomenal, and his product and his potential is just, I think, even bigger than the $400 million if he does it right. So, you know, don't judge your own business like this. Just judge your ability to contribute and to get value from the mastermind. You're right. He necessarily, on the surface, he was not a good fit, but I'm glad we did some digging. He was absolutely a good fit, and I think this is going to be life-changing for him and his wife and his family.
Oh, and here's the other key thing. Now you're thinking, well, he was in there and he's getting all the help. He turned around and gave one nugget of information to our guy that he's looking for something. Now, obviously, you saw your company for $400 million. You don't have to work, but he was soul searching to do something to help people. And here's our guy that's this was struggling to get along, gave him that nugget of information that he didn't even think of, that he's actually now following that path and researching it a little bit more because it drove him from within to pursue it. So it's there on both ends. I get excited here because this was so powerful of these outcomes, and it's just you're proud to deliver this and see these transformations. It's amazing.
And I think a big part of that is getting away. Like the fact that we don't have these, like, hey, everyone come to my house and we'll talk for 2 hours is tough because there's the phone and the kid and the whatever. But when you're in a hotel room or wherever you pick to have these things and you're out of your own town, you can kind of turn that cell phone off, put in airplane mode for hours at a time, talk to other people with that different perspective like Walter had mentioned. I think that just combination is magical. If there's new people that I trust that hopefully, again, if it's a well-run mastermind that have been handpicked, like it's not easy for you guys to go through. I'm sure, you know, if you limit it to 10 or 20 or whatever, you don't get 10 or 20 applications. You get 2-3x that. And you've got to figure out who's going to be a fit, who's going to fit together, getting all of them together outside of their phones, outside of their family, being able to kind of get this unique outside perspective. You put it all together and it's hard to explain if you haven't been through how that can just, I think one of you said it, life-changing. It's just like, I would have never come to this idea or heard it in a way that would allow me to implement it. And for us, I think we had the masterminds every 3 or 4 months, and they would kind of fire me up. And I could see myself going down. It's like, man, I got to get back with these guys. I need that influx of energy and passion. Was that either or both of your experiences?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it continues to do that. Yeah. And we run back to back. And so we're hosting them and we're running 2 days back to back, 2 days back to back, 2 days back to back. So it's really, it's a really long week, but man, it is so inspirational the whole time. And every time we jump into these groups, I know I feel the same way. I know, Sam, you and I have talked about this so many times that, you know, that first day with a new group is always just so thrilling. It's a lot of energy in the air. And so that pushes us forward to help out even more and get these entrepreneurs to be able to grow their business even faster when we start these things. And, you know, I do it by habit now, but I think I've always done this is after the mastermind is over, there needs to be some time to decompress, to allow your, maybe yep. It's just because I'm from Louisiana with a public education, but for me, I need time to let that information sink in. So always take a day off after mastermind just to kind of let that decompress, let everything sink in, and then it really kind of takes hold. And I can always go back to the office and really jump in hard on whatever those ideas that came out of it. And another thing you need to do is make sure you record, if you're doing hot seats, make sure you record your own hot seat, because you'll forget stuff and you want to make sure you do capture that thing. So another quick bit of advice, quick tactical lesson here is to make sure you record your own master.
Yeah, and I want to touch on one thing, Walter, that you said earlier. So I want people out there to really understand. So it's not always about, you know, what we're going to do and grow and these great ideas. It's also sometimes what not to do. And I think that's also really key. We had a member in there that, you know, is an attorney, was going to bring on a partner, he blocked out X amount of money, and this is great. He wanted to run it by the group. And collectively, everybody in the group took them to a different direction. And we saved them a ton of equity and a ton of money and a lot of way. And I always preach time is the most valuable commodity you have, but saved them from going down a path that would have just absolutely really not crushed his business, but really just would have changed his outcome, his retirement. You know what I mean? What he thought he was going to have walking out of this thing. So we steered them collectively out of this path that he was on, because he was so fixated on this is the way. And this was an attorney, so it's not like it was some guy just starting out. He'd been in business for a long time. So you get that aspect of it. So it's not just about one way. This other idea that you think you're going to go and do, not doing them. You know what I mean? If it's not right. And I know, Walter, you experienced this. You were telling me in another mastermind years ago with a doctor that went in there and had this idea, and he was going to plop down $500,000. And you guys saved them from doing that. And I don't know if that was in the same group you guys were at. But I remember hearing that and then our guy going down that path. So it's also, you know, having that aspect of not going down the wrong path. So I want to make sure, you know, I touched upon that.
Yeah, that value is almost incalculable. How much can you say what that would have cost in terms of time and money and brain damage and gray hair and, you know, years of your life sucked away? All right, before we end, because we're getting long in the tooth here, there's one story you guys have got. I'm dying to hear it. Either both of you can tell it. How did you guys get connected with Marcus Lemonis? What was that experience like? If we can kind of get a behind the scenes peek of that, that would be phenomenal for the audience.
Pure
determination. Let's be
not honest. Exactly right. Not giving up, because we got ourselves kicked into you know where that first couple conversations with trying to get a hold of Marcus. So just finding his agent was difficult. You know, we're sitting there wondering who can help us help other business owners grow their business with the skills that we have. It was a friggin' Tuesday morning. We were talking about it. Tuesday night, we both happened to watch The Prophet. Wednesday morning we came together like, hey, holy crap, let's get Marcus. You know, how naive we were to get Marcus. And we tried. We started looking for his agent. Took us a few weeks to find his agent. We took a few weeks to schedule a freaking call with his agent. Then we even had to apply to talk to his agent. We had an application to talk to his agent.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't even talk. You know, we had his agent had a secretary that we had to go through just to do that. So,
and this is for a paid gig. This isn't for free. Oh, no, you're applying to talk to his agent to give him a wall of money to do something.
Well, as a matter of fact, the agent said, yeah. Yeah, what did the agent say to us about the money, Sam? What did he tell us?
It had nothing to do with it. He schooled us so hard. We at the end of the call, we felt like we were in third grade. Like, my goodness, how did that? We were just unprepared. Let's be honest. Yeah, we're gonna take it on the teeth. We were so unprepared. He's like, I'm not even talk to my assistant. You don't even get to talk to me at this point. Talk to my intern. Maybe you can get past that wall.
Yeah, we were.
So, what did you do that was so egregious? What did you learn, or what was this big hole or gap in your kind of process that he?
We didn't have clarity or focus. Honestly, we didn't have clarity or focus.
Yep, our vision for what we were going to do to help out was way too small. Marcus needed something way bigger to latch onto to even spend any of his time. And you know, Sam, you say it all the time, but time is so much more valuable than the money that we paid him. And, you know, when we first started this conversation, we're thinking, well, how are we going to afford it? Because we had no idea how much he was going to charge. So we knew it was six figures plus, and we're figuring, okay, how are we going to be able to afford Marcus to do this? And we were thinking about the money. And the very first conversation, like the very first sentence out of his agent's mouth was, forget about the money. Why would Marcus want you guys? You know, why would you, Marcus, you want to be involved with you guys? And money has nothing to do with it. Like, holy crap, that's all we had thought about, how the hell we're going to be able to afford him. So we went back to the drawing board and really focused what we were doing and why we're doing it, and came up with our massive vision to be able to help more entrepreneurs grow the business they love so they can live the lifestyle they want. And when Marcus heard that, he says, sure, I'll do it. And he's gone so far above and beyond. Hell, Sam, I think you're even on the June episode of The Profit now, right? Is that where you're going to air? Unless it gets cut. I know you might get cut. I get that. But
let's hope not. But yes, I will. Yeah. I will be on there. You can see posts on our site. You know, I went down there, got a cool picture with Marcus. I was trying to walk away. He's like, no, get in here. And we took a cool selfie together. Now I can call his agent straight because we've done some other business with them. But we have Marcus on our cell phones.
Yeah. We've done other business. He answered the call, which is really cool. Yeah.
So he's
yeah, having the cell phone number is not that impressive. Having him answer, that's impressive.
That is impressive. You're right. You know, it's so cool that the day before, or the day of the event, he came and sat down with us for an hour up on that rooftop bar and had some, you know, we had some tea, and he just sat there and just talked to us about our business and helped to focus us from a perspective that we never would have thought of. You know, we're thinking he's Camping World, and, you know, he does a little bit of with food products and stuff. He doesn't know anything about what we do, and he nailed us on so many items because he's come from that outside perspective that we hadn't really taken into account. And so he really helped us focus what we're doing and has kind of taken it off with us and really really helped us in a lot of ways and supports us in a lot of ways with this. We even got involved with some of his charities, which has been really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I'm hearing at the top level for him, it really wasn't about the money. And I love how he's like, you were like, how are we going to come to money? How are we going to come up with this big sum of money? That's our one and only question. Yeah. And the agent's like, that's the last thing we're interested in. Yep. And it was all about transformation and value. So and I love that he over-delivered. So he's like, I'm going to be very, very, and this matriculates down to any business I know, certainly including you, Cleaning Nation. I'm going to be very, very particular about who I work with. When I do, I'm going to charge plenty of money. And then when I've got the right customer and I've charged the right amount, I can go way overboard. So there's, you know, no one running around saying Marcus took six figures from me, really didn't deliver. And there's guys like Walter and Sam going, he way over delivered. So I love that he was particular about who he accepted to work with and who he was going to invest his time in. He charged enough that he could blow the walls off it for you. And then he over delivered. Is that a good kind of synopsis, or did I miss anything important?
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, cool. Well, go ahead, Sam.
No, yeah, I was going to say this. And who you see on the show is who he is. We went upstairs. We sat up for an hour. We talked. You sit there. And I still have the handwritten notes on the stuff. And you see him holding our brochure on there. I still have those handwritten notes that he made out there. And that made a huge change. Talk about, you know, don't be the smartest guy in the room. We sat there. We listened. And I'm glad he didn't take a part of it, because we'd be writing big checks to him now. And I'd be crying having to write some checks for this guy, because the information that he gave us, I mean, really put us on a trajectory to the Inc. 500. So big thank you, you know, listening and implementing. This is what we do in our mastermind and make these transformations and connections for our members.
All right, cool. As we end up, I want to give a couple opportunities for you guys to actually go, this is fantastic. How do I get started? Well, I'm going to give you what you've got here as an option in Cleaning Nation. And then, of course, these guys are doing a fantastic mastermind that I'm actually honored to be able to be a part of. So for Cleaning Nation, as of now, we don't have a formal full-on mastermind process. What we do have is live events that we do periodically. The next one is coming up in June in Orlando. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. It is going to be 16 people. They're all going to be owners of cleaning companies. They will all be hand selected by me. It is by application only. So if you, when you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live, you cannot sign up. You cannot spend any money. I'm not big and important like Marcus, so I don't have a secretary or an agent to have you talk to. You will talk with me. We'll spend 20 minutes figuring out if it's a good fit, both if I think you'll get the value that you need to get to make it worth it. And quite frankly, on the other end, if you're going to be able to give the value to contribute to the group, and that is going to be a mini mastermind. It's only a one-time thing. We're doing these events periodically, and I'll probably, after we've done three or four, have a big event and invite all the alumni. But in Cleaning Nation, that's what you've got. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. I would love to talk to you about if that's a fit or not. That said, if you're looking for something a little more formal and it, quite frankly, not in the cleaning universe, but at a pretty big level, again, I'm just honored to be invited to participate with you guys. And I know that the folks in this group are going to be phenomenal. Walter, Sam, would you give me an idea, or give Cleaning Nation an idea of what the next step is if they want to figure out how to participate and how to apply to play?
Yeah, just Absolutely. Go to drivingforcecompany.com. That's the easiest way to go to our website, drivingforcecompany.com. There's a little opt-in there. We even give you a free book with it. And that's the starting point. Get yourself some education on what we're talking about and how to grow your business in that way, even beyond and even in conjunction with what you're doing, Mike. So drivingforcecompany.com. And at the very bottom, there's a little opt-in form. Fill that out and we will get in touch with you and start a conversation. We're really giving with it. We don't hold anything back. You're not going to get shut down and stuck into some autoresponder. We're actually going to contact you personally and try to get you some help, the help that you need to grow your business.
And also,
and Cleaning Nation, let me just go ahead, Sam.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say also, you can go there. You'll see the mastermind tab on the top. You can also fill something out there. And if we need to throw Mike out to get you in, we'll go ahead and we'll make sure we'll take care of that as well. So we're going to pick you guys over Mike. So this is any six of you that are out there right now. You're if that's a deal breaker, I want you to know we're all good.
First of all, I said dozens, Sam. So there's like multiple versions of six. There might be 40, 50 people listening to this podcast as we speak.
Oh, I see in the corner it says six. I thought that was the people that are on this thing. So it's me, you, Second Walter, all, the wives. That's pretty much it, right? All six of us?
I know people. I'm not going to say who, but I know people. I'm almost cool like you guys. And Cleaning Nation is a great opportunity for you guys to participate. Feel free to give me shout outs. And if you think that I should be removed from the group and that's what it's going to take for you to come, you let us know and I will hang my head and slink away. If on the other hand, you think Sam should be the one in boxers and flip-flops during this meeting, obviously, and that I need to be in that meeting to, you know, hold court or bring value, you let us know that as well. And we will make sure we give you the feedback in an alternate universe. I wanted to, before we go, give you guys just a little inside baseball. Again, Walter and I have known each other for years, and it's probably been a couple months since we've connected or talked. And what started all of this is a very sweet woman named Cherry in Cleaning Nation had reached out to me and said, hey, I'm looking to invest in this mastermind. I think it'd be great. I love Cherry. She's a very, very bright woman. I spent a little bit of time with her and her husband, Mike. And I hadn't talked with Walter, gosh, probably 6 months. So I honestly didn't know what was up with this mastermind and certainly couldn't recommend it. So I emailed her back and said, Cherry, total transparency here. I don't know what's going on with this mastermind. So I can't recommend or not recommend that specific product or environment or group. But Walter's a rock star. I love that guy. If he has spoken to you and he's taken some time to get to know you and your business and he has said this is what he thinks is the best way to go, then I would do it. I mean, Walter's one of the few guys, he could call me and say, hey, write me a check for 20, 30 grand. I promise it'll work itself out for you. That would be that. I'd write the check and they go, great. Now what's next? And I shared that with Cherry. So these are the kind of things that all started from us being a mastermind months and months ago. So all that to say, Walter's one of these guys where, you know, when you kind of see, if you read his bio and his credentials and all the things that he's done, it'd be very easy to go. And Sam, too, quite frankly, rock star in his own right. I would think, man, these guys aren't going to want to talk to me, right? This, I'm going to call them. They're going to big time me, or I'm going to get some agent or secretary or something. But the reality is both of these guys are the most generous in terms of they really just have a heart for how can I help entrepreneurs? How can I help? And that's why I had them on the show, right? These aren't guys that are money hungry. They all have their own money. They don't need yours. I don't think they're allergic to money, but honest to goodness, like me, their goal is to help entrepreneurs get bigger, get better, get faster, and all of us kind of grow together. So if you're not sure, I would at least invest the time in talking to these guys. They are way too generous for their own good. Any time that you spend with will be great. If you end up with us in a mastermind group, fantastic. If not, the time that you spend will not be wasted. That said, Cleaning Nation, thanks for tuning in. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get details on our next live event, which is the closest we've got to a mastermind. If you are just digging what Walter and Sam are laying down, go to drivingforcecompany.com and see how you guys can make their lives better and vice versa. Thanks for listening. Check it out. We'll see you soon.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.